Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Sunwave Gas and Power Mets postgame show on the WCBS Mets Radio Network. Mets drop a 5-3 ball game here in Atlanta tonight, although Mets pitchers did combine for four strikeouts. For every strikeout this year, the Mets Radio Network will make a donation to Cars for Kids charity. We're donating. You should, too. Donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com today. We bring in Ed Coleman, who is down in the Mets clubhouse after the game tonight. And, Ed, how did Zach Wheeler take the suffering from 12 hits allowed today?
Yeah, a lot of hits. Well, he wasn't happy. He just felt he couldn't control his two-seamer. It was cutting all over the place, and he was having problems with that. So, that was the root of his problems tonight. But even when he made good pitches, they dropped a couple of flares down the left field line. Who was it, the pitcher? And I think Freeman dropped one down there, too. He made good pitches on both those. They dropped in. It was just one of those nights. He was frustrated because, team's been playing well, and all of a sudden you come here, you want to keep something going and get the road trip off on the right foot, and it didn't work out. So frustration, a lot of frustration tonight, for sure.
Well, the Mets lose back-to-back games, and maybe even worse than that for the Mets tonight is the potential loss of Jeff McNeil this evening, as McNeil seemed to injure his hamstring crossing first base on a bang-bang play to begin the top of the ninth inning. And McNeil had, according to Mickey Callaway, been tested for hamstring tightness, but that there's going to need to be a further evaluation tomorrow. And as for McNeil himself, this is what he had to say.
We have to see where it feels in the morning.
Did you just land awkwardly as you were trying to extend for the bag, or was it as you were running down the line?
It was as I got closer to the bag. I think maybe one of the reasons I reached is so I didn't have to step with that leg. But it wasn't, it wasn't terrible. It was just a little snag.
Have you experienced something similar before?
No, the same hamstring that was I felt earlier in the year. I didn't feel a pop or anything with that one. Hopefully it's nothing worse than that.
You said you didn't feel a pop or anything with that one. Did you feel
I didn't feel a pop. No, I just felt, kind of a little snag. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
Does your gut tell you that this is an IL thing?
I guess we'll see where it is in the morning. Hopefully it's not bad. Hopefully maybe just a cramp that I felt. We'll just see.
Is there a plan for an MRI or anything like that?
I have one in the morning.
Yeah. Just here, or do you have to
go here? Here, yeah.
Just how, sense of disappointment that, you're going to have to go through this, especially given the type of season that you had and where you guys are at in this season.
Say the question, sorry.
Just how disappointed are you to have to go through this at this point?
It sucks. Team's playing well. I just want to contribute, and hopefully this is, something real short and I can get back on the field.
Jeff, how does this feel compared? You said same leg. How does this one feel compared to the previous one?
It's hard to tell right now. I don't really feel it right now because it's numb. We just iced it, so we'll just wake up tomorrow and see where it is.
Good. Thank you, Jeff.
Pop, Ed Coleman. A snag, not a pop. So I guess none of that really matters, though, until the MRI.
Is this Rice Krispies or snap?
Well, I hope not. Hopefully it didn't snap like a Rice Krispies.
He's very frustrated. He's going to go on the IL. They're going to have an MRI tomorrow, but I don't see him playing. I think he's going to go on the injured list. He wants to fight against that. Jeff McNeil. But, what I saw, Wayne is a frustrated guy. He's, what was he, 1-for-5 tonight, 3 strikeouts. Most people would be happy with, say, a .285 batting average, which is what he's about hitting since the All-Star break, but not Jeff McNeil. He's, he wants 3 hits every night or more, and it hasn't been coming from him lately. So that's what I saw, a frustrated player who bounced one on the ground and was trying to beat it out and took a probably a longer leap than maybe you should have, and that was that. So, hopefully it doesn't hurt them for a long period of time. And it's, you know, maybe it's just an IL stint. You hope that, but I can't see any way he doesn't go on the IL tomorrow.
Well, the Mets hoping that is not the case, as McNeil would be another big blow to an offense that's already pretty thin, especially with regard to the bench right now. This is not a team that can afford to have some of their best players out, and they've got a few of them now if McNeil joins that club. And just overall, I mean, the sense of reality here for this team that, yes, they are back in it. The 15-1 run got them in it, but there's still a lot more work to do for this team.
Sure.
And a loss tonight has taken them into losing ground against four or five other teams.
Yeah, well, I mean, Wheeler said that as much after the game, too. You know, when he was asked about McNeil, he said, you know, we can't afford to lose him because he's a baseball player. He comes out, he brings fire every day. He amps up everybody else around him. He gets a hit, he gets things going. So, you know, they've missed that a little bit because he hasn't had the impact maybe that he had in the first half of the season since the All-Star break. But he's still Jeff McNeil, and he still can get it done on any given night. I think the Mets always feel that when he's in the lineup. If he's not in the lineup, totally different story. So, and you're right, because the depth simply isn't there because of all the injuries that they've had prior to that. So it's a problem.
All right, Ed Coleman, we will talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, you got it, Wayne.
Mets lose 5-3 to the Braves here this evening.